KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kneen, and it's 9:02. A 29-year-old Dillingham man died last night in a crash of a sport utility vehicle. Alaska State Troopers say Trefon Anguson was ejected from the SUV when it crashed just before 9 o'clock last night. The crash occurred on Aleknagik Lake Road near Twin Lakes. Troopers say the SUV was traveling at a high rate of speed and left the road on the west side. The SUV came back onto the roadway and rolled several times. Anguson was not wearing a seatbelt. Emergency responders pronounced him dead at the scene. The SUV was demolished. Troopers say the state medical examiner's office has requested an autopsy. Political, business, and tribal leaders from the Bristol Bay region welcomed the new EPA administrator to Dillingham yesterday. Last month, after a long and contentious confirmation process, Gina McCarthy became the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Shortly after taking over the EPA, McCarthy was asked to visit the Bristol Bay region to get some firsthand knowledge of the proposed Pebble Mine. The EPA has become a player in the Pebble Mine controversy because of the draft Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, which the agency hopes to have finalized later this year. McCarthy noted that the scientific assessment of the Nooshiegak and Kwajalleq River watersheds is intended to inform the EPA's future decision-making about whether or not to impose restrictions on large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region.
I know how important this issue is. I know, and I'm learning more and more about what it means for your culture, what it means for your communities, what you believe it means for future generations and your children and grandchildren. That's important for me to hear and to understand. So right now, I am going to shut up and listen.
Most of those who were given speaking time Tuesday morning were leaders in the region. Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby reiterated the city's 2006 stance in opposition to development of the Pebble Mine.
Nothing has changed to convince us that what will happen up in the headwaters of the river that we depend on is going to keep us safe.
The proposed Pebble Mine and many of the other possible large mining developments would be located just north of Lake Iliamna in what many believe are the headwaters of the Nooshiegak and Kwajalleq Rivers, which are two of the most productive salmon rivers on Earth. Many of those given time Tuesday to speak to the EPA administrator were Alaska Native leaders. One of the most vocal and well-known opponents of allowing large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region is Robin Samuelson. He's a commercial fisherman and president of the Board of Directors of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, which is the local community development quota organization for the coastal areas of Bristol Bay. Samuelson is also a member of a tribal council. Back in May of 2010, his tribal council, along with several other tribal councils in the region, asked the EPA to use a power granted the agency in the Clean Water Act to stop development of the proposed Pebble Mine. That request resulted in the EPA deciding to conduct the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. Samuelson thanked the EPA for stepping into the Pebble Mine issue and then took issue with how the state government has handled the matter.
We've had three governors that doesn't support us. Most of the Republican legislature does not support us, both in the House and the Senate. They don't even come out here and have hearings with us. They don't even recognize our subsistence needs, or let alone our tribal status out here. The state is on a whole different mission, and I find it really ironic that your agency, all the way from Washington, D.C., has the interest to come up and listen to us when our own state has turned their back on us.
The proposed Pebble Mine would sit on state-owned land, and the position of the Parnell administration and many state lawmakers is that it would be inappropriate for the EPA to circumvent the existing regulatory framework by stopping development before the Pebble Limited Partnership applies for the permits that would start the NEPA permitting process. During her closing comments at yesterday's meeting in Dillingham, McCarthy did not shed any light on whether or not the EPA would use its 404C authority to stop large-scale mining in the region. The Anvil City Science Academy, the Nome Belt's junior and senior high, and the Department of Transportation offices were all on lockdown yesterday morning. Superintendent Steve Gass says the lockdown took place strictly for precautionary reasons.
Anytime that we've got a situation that we think or that the children or the staff may be in any kind of danger or concern, we're going to take every step necessary to go ahead and protect them. And so we did that, and the situation was handled very, very well.
Guest was not able to provide details as to what exactly occurred, as the incident is still under investigation. He does say that a parent of students at the Anvil City Science Academy was arrested and escorted from the academy building. He does say no students were involved and all students were taken care of and protected.
After the situation was over, we did bring counselors from the high school over to visit with any students that might need to talk to them just about the situation, just to see if they were okay. And then we did speak with classes to make sure that they understood, you know, how to handle and how to deal with any kind of situation when there's a conflict that they witness. And the day finished just very calmly, and everyone seemed to do a really good job.
Guest has a lot of praise for staff, faculty, and students, especially considering it was only the fifth day of school. The investigation into the incident is currently ongoing. And the state of Alaska is changing their rating system of schools and school districts. And Nome Public Schools shared their first ratings from the new system at last night's Board of Education meeting. The new rating system, titled Alaska School Performance Index, is an alternative to No Child Left Behind requirements for Alaska. Now, instead of adequate yearly progress criteria, which requires districts to show student progress on standardized assessments, The ASPI rates schools and school districts with stars, 5 being the highest and 1 the lowest. Superintendent Steve Gass says the star ratings are based on 3 criteria: attendance, student progress, and student achievement. As for Nome Public Schools rating,
right now we have schools that have 5 stars all the way down to 1 star. Nome Public Schools is ranked at a 3 star right now, which, as we talked about tonight, is kind of our bottom level, and our goal is to continue to go forward.
As the system is new, Guest says the district is focused on learning more about it and seeing how it compares with previous ratings.
I don't see a lot changing. I think we got a really good group of people who want to move the kids forward. It's just a different way of looking at what we're currently doing.
Guest adds that the state is currently putting together a system to have the star ratings match new state evaluations for teachers and administrators. The state is also looking at smarter balance testing, meaning that tests like the high school graduation qualifying exam could become a thing of the past.
You know, 3 huge changes in the state of Alaska, all coming down within the next 3 to 5 years.
Guest says no immediate changes are expected this coming year, but dialogue will continue as the state refines what they call a work in progress. A look at the price of gold today, up $2.80 an ounce to $1,419.80. An ounce of silver down 13 cents to $24.50. It's unofficially 41 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.